So it's only been turned on the light to see it.
That people got to see in the last 40 years was just the replica, and for the next 40 years,
you can,
probably
you can easily read this. The well, same Hebrew.
It is not the, well. Let me put it this way. This is the 2,000 years old Hebrew, which is a little different from the Hebrew we use today. Okay. But the basic alphabet is still the same. Yes.
Different, little different dialect. Is that what?
No, dialect is not a problem. With some letters, we write them a little different. Yes.
Just because back in like before, they didn't have certain letters that they used.
What is this?
Is that like before, like 2,000 years ago, they didn't have certain letters that are used today?
Some what?
Letters.
No. The 22 Hebrew letters are the same Hebrew letters.
Okay.
Yes, we haven't changed our language. See, one of the things that we have never given up is not our land and not our language.
But this is better than the Tanakh?
This is the Isaiah. Of course the Tanakh.
There's no difference. I mean,
Isaiah.
This is the original.
This is the original Isaiah, which is identical to the Isaiah that we have in our Bibles today in Hebrew.
Okay.
Do you think when our Lord was in the temple and read the Isaiah and they put the scroll down, was this in his hands?
No, that was in Nazareth. That's when they handed him there in Nazareth, the scroll of Isaiah. He read from Isaiah 46. The spirit of the Lord is upon me on this day.
Yeah, right.
Is it?
For he has
anointed me. Yes. Yeah. Well, let's do it this way. You look. Stay here for 3-4 minutes. Read this on parchment. Even today, any Torahs that you see inside the Torah ark, which is inside our synagogues, has to be written on parchment. Even the little prayer that we put at the door, the mezuzah, is written on parchment.
What is the paper made of, you know?
Parchment.
Sheepskin. It's not paper.
Right. It's not paper, it's parchment. It's parchment. It's sheepskin.
The thread?
What is this? Ink.
Ink. They knew how to make ink already then. Yes, ink is something that they knew how to make already 500 years before. Yeah. Already Ezra.
Even the Egyptian used that on the papyrus.
On papyrus, yes. Egyptian used ink on papyrus.
If assuming I could read Hebrew, would it start on this side and go like that?
What?
I would start on this side to read it, if I could read
no,
it.
No, you read from here. This is the beginning. This is what we would call chapter 1, or Aleph.
Okay.
And then
it goes that way. Okay.
All the way. And this is the complete one, the only one we found complete. The only one.
Okay.
This one, yes. All the rest we only found...
like pieces of it?
Parts of. None of the other ones were found more than just a few chapters. By the way, there were a lot of other Isaiahs. There wasn't only one Isaiah, but this is the only one they found complete. They found 14 other books of Isaiah.
They're all in pieces.
But none of them is complete. Yeah, so take a walk around.
It might be a good idea to explain how the integrity of the words in Hebrew is maintained in all of those copies made by the scribes. You know, the numbers of the letters,
yes,
and then the checking at the end of each line.
Right, when you make a mistake. When you see it's a written, another word written down below, even today, you can make 3 mistakes. Otherwise the Torah is not kosher anymore, cannot be used if you make more than 3 mistakes. Every time you write God's name, you have to wash your hands, say a prayer. You know, the Jews don't even say the name of God. We don't write it down, we don't say it. So only those people who wrote the scrolls had to write God's name. So if you say to a Jew the word Jehovah, he will be very upset. But you're not supposed to say that.
Did they know scientifically why it was so well preserved? Is it because it was in vessels and in the...
This one was in a vessel. This one and another scroll were the only ones that were found inside a jar. And that's what protected it.
From air.
From everything, from animals, from air, from you know, from everything.
Yeah.
And in the dark, and with the, even the
dark environment.
Yeah, it was had the thing on top, the lid, yes.
And it was probably cool.
It was warm. Yeah, that's what preserved the scrolls to begin with, that they were inside. The temperature in Qumran is so dry there. There is no humidity down there, and it's dry, and it was in the dark cave.
Yeah.
See, that's why it needs to be kept dark and like this.
Could you please read from here
well,
a little bit?
It would be very difficult with my old eyes. With my, I can read the word. I can read the word Israel here. The end of that word is Israel.
Oh,
Yeah. Very interesting.
Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Yes. Well.
Kadosh, Kadosh.
Bus number two is requested.
Okay, bus number two.